Get the latest from Browns training camp and preseason right now on your YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from the coaches, players, during media availability, as well as on-the-field action. So subscribe to 92.3 The Fan, the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube now, and get all the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the football season. I do feel kind of empty today. It's a Friday, and there's no Browns. It feels weird. Football season?
Hang in, dude. It's only going to be another week.
As I was thinking, I was like,
oh. Next week, we get rolling.
Because we normally hear from, like, Myles Garrett on Fridays. That's why. And I was like, oh, it's a... And then,
stay tuned.
All right, I'm
by the way, Tim May is going to join us coming up at 1 o'clock.
Oh, we are going to digress. I can't wait to talk to
you.
Timmy.
Going to join us, talk a little Ohio State. Dan.
What?
Do I really want to mention this name?
Well, I think we should just say it now.
With Handy having headphones on and hearing the name that I'm going to say.
We just say it now. We let him rant. And when he's done, we move on.
Big night last night for Kyle Schwarber.
Oh, that's great. I really don't have a reason to not like the guy. It's more Joe Buck and his fawning over him during the World Series. I mean, so really, who had the bigger night? Was it Kyle Schwarber or was it Joe Buck?
I think last night it was Kyle Schwarber.
Because I forgot. Did anyone know, did they build a statue for Kyle Schwarber?
Okay.
In Chicago. Does he get one? And is Joe Buck interviewing him as a part of the statue?
Dan, is that enough? Can I move along
now? I feel bad because he's an Ohio guy. I don't feel good about saying something bad about an Ohio guy. And I'm not really saying anything bad about Kyle Schwarber because all he did was play the game and, you know, crush everyone's dreams here in Northeast Ohio of having a World Series championship. Thanks, Kyle. But Joe Buck just made that bigger than life. And you want to talk about telling a story and making it bigger? Yep, that's what Joe Buck did. So Joe Buck, I'm sure you were happy and smiling somewhere last night. In fact, he was probably at the game to make sure that Kyle's shoes were shined to send him off to Cooperstown after last night.
Dan, can I go now?
Sure.
Are you done? Did you get it out?
You all right?
I'm still...
Okay. No, this is about that Cubs World Series.
Get
I'm sorry.
Out,
this is your time. I'm not. That wasn't meant to be snotty or rushed. That was just meant to be an honest question.
We just want to move on, but we want you to not interject with Kyle Schwarber or Joe Buck.
I won't.
Stuff
just justify me. Forward. Just justify me for a second. Just go, yes, Joe Buck was over the top during the World Series about Kyle Schwarber, and his love for him just oozed through the TV.
Yes.
It was repulsive. Thank
you, Joe Buck was over the top during the series about Kyle Schwarber, and his love for him just oozed through the TV.
Well said. Now raise your right hand and repeat after Jeff.
After Jeff.
Okay, fair enough.
By the way.
I'm done then.
Here's where, Dan, you ready? Here's where Menigan's right about batting average in this day and age. Kyle Schwarber's hitting .248 this year. And after hitting 4 home runs and driving in 9 runs last night, he has 49 home runs and 119 runs batted in. What a season. That said, Kyle Schwarber hit 4 home runs last night. Became the 21st person in Major League history. It's only been done 21 times. 21 times to hit 4 home runs in a Major League Baseball game. It's really cool. If you think about it, you know, think about it. If a guy hits 30 in a season, that's really pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty good. That's one every 5 games, 5.5 games, something like that, on the season. That's really good. He hit 4 in 1 game. And so to pile them all together like that is something. And when Dan and I were talking earlier this morning, Dan posed a very interesting question. And by the way, 2 other guys have hit 4 in a game this season. So we're seeing a little bit more of that. Nick Kurt's one of them.
On the list of things that are pretty
Suarez,
cool.
He was 6-for-6 in that game too, wasn't he? Yeah.
You might be able to win a beer at a bar on this one.
Yeah.
What has happened more often, 4 homers in a game or a perfect game?
It's perfect game by like one or two, isn't it?
There have been more perfect games than guys who have hit 4 home runs in a game.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But think about it. You know, you hit 1 home run in a game. That's really good. You know, on the season, not a ton. But Dan posed this very interesting question. Dan, I'll let you pose it.
Think we'll ever see someone hit 5 home runs in a game?
Yes. Really? Now I do.
This
do
hit me last night.
I think there's a chance that I think the odds of going I think it's easy. I don't know what's harder, five home runs or going 7 for 7. Rennie Stennett did that. He's the only guy to ever do that. 75.
I mean, so someone's done it before. So therefore,
someone's
five home
done
runs
7 for 7. But I mean, that's like, you know, because Omar went 6 for 7. Remember, and he corrected me on that, and I totally forgot. He started the game 6 for 6, and then
nice job.
Ended up 6 for 7 in that game against New York. Jake Westbrook won that game too. God, that was awesome. It was 21-0. It was probably one of my favorite games of all time. 22-0, sorry. It was probably one of my favorite games of all time. But thank you for correcting me, Dr. Redman.
I figure if, you know.
If I'm going to say it, be right.
If I screw something up, I would hope that you would correct me.
I know,
otherwise,
I
we're all guilty by association.
You're right. That's why I appreciate
it. So that's, you know.
That would be Jeff having my back, and I appreciate that. Five home runs in a game.
I don't know
who's
that
gonna
can
pitch
happen.
To you the fifth time and throw you that? Easy to hit.
Schwarber had the chance last night. Did he not, Dan?
Yeah, he did.
He did. He had one more at bat, and trust me, I flipped over to see it, and he skied one to the infield.
Which makes you think, oh, he just missed it.
Yeah.
Just missed it. I'll never say never to something like that, but to me, the way the game is played today, it's so unlikely. With so many power pitchers and so many different pitchers in a game. Now, if a guy hits four home runs off of you, the chances are the starter's not still in the game because that means you've been tagged a little bit. So you're probably going to see another guy anyway. And if you've hit four, how many different pitchers did he hit those off of last night? I don't even know. But I just think you're going to be so hard-pressed to hit five in a game because of the way pitching is handled today.
Yeah. In the only way that happens is say you hit four and you're losing, like, I don't know, 14-4. And you come back up the next time and the pitcher wants to become part of history, right?
Yeah.
If the pitcher wants to go in the record books as giving up the fifth home run to somebody that did it, then maybe there's a chance for that. You got to hit it out.
Montrell was pitching for the Braves last night. He gave up four home runs. I just think the way that guys are, they're just rolling these guys out of the bullpen with these big arms. And, you know, they're throwing it harder than you know what, and they're spinning it like crazy. I'd never say never, but it's never been done before. I think it's even tougher in this day and age.
Trying to think of other sports and the equivalent, you know, like four touchdown game is, you know, for quarterbacks, that happens all the time. So it's like
six touchdown game. Was it Ernie Nevers? Way back, I think he was playing for the Chicago Cardinals. Somebody else had six touchdowns in a game. I just remember Ernie Nevers, name that you'll never think about. Get it?
Or chance.
Never. Just
yeah, no, I'm just trying. I'm trying to.
100-point game in the NBA. Wilt Chamberlain, the only
right.
one. Five home runs is a big, big deal.
Yeah. I would be fascinated to see if somebody could do it.
I'd be fascinated to see if the Guardians could hit five in a week.
Well, that's who.
Thank
but
you.
It would be, I mean, it would be unbelievable. And you're right, in the modern era, I'm trying to find out who Schwarber hit the bombs off of. I think he hit two off of one guy.
I think he hit two off of Quantrill.
Yeah, I believe that is correct. I'm Googling as we speak to make sure. But it would be unbelievable if somebody could do it. It would be one of the coolest things that has happened in baseball in a long time. It would be almost like...
it's like a 7-goal game in hockey. It's only been done once, and it was in 1920.
Or the 3-point record falling of 3-pointers made in a game. That's the one that popped in my head.
Yeah.
Because I know every year, like for a while, either Steph or Clay were like knocking on the door of it. And I don't know if they ever broke the record or not.
He hit one off of Quantrill last night. He hit two off of Cox coming out of the bullpen.
It's quite a feat. I mean, it is impressive, even though I made fun of the whole Joe Buck thing. But it is. it's just there are sometimes you look at pro sports and it comes easy to some folks every once in a while. It's so hard to play. It's just so hard to play. Standing there and just watch a pitch go by you at over 100 miles an hour or even 90 miles an hour. What's the difference? You're not going to see either one of them.
Schwarber had 9 runs batted in last night, too. You know, see, I look at that team and I think, man, now see, that's a baseball team. That's what I'm hoping our team can get to, is where you have several threats in your lineup.
I mean, it also helps to pony up and have a Bryce Harper sitting in the middle of it.
Yeah. Well, you've,
you makes know. Life a little easier. Also, so pony it up be, and have a Trey Turner in the middle of it.
You got Trey,
nice Turn,
Trey Turner's their leadoff guy.
Yeah, but do we have to be
Trey
greedy?
Trey Turner's terrific.
Can we just have three threats on our team?
I mean, they go Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper last night.
Our social media mentions are powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads like Ross does. Agreeing with Andy. I'm still salty about Kyle Schwarber and Joe Buck.
Thank you, man. Yep. Thank you.
I was never trying to be rude or anything like that.
No, we're letting you guys, get it out.
Yeah, I know. You guys let
Trust
me get
Joe,
it out.
Joe Buck was over the top. It wasn't Kyle Schwarber's fault.
I heard it last night from the lady friend when I went, Kyle Schwarber hit for him. I said, Kyle Schwarber hit for him. I said, what a pizza.
Yeah, okay.
No, yeah, it was a solid 3-minute rant that followed it. And then when I flipped over, she was like, I hope he strikes out and hits himself in the head with the bat.
Oh, she's real cute, but if she's going to like squawk like that at you, man, you might want to look on. Look
Can
around.
I just tell you
Only
this?
When it comes to Kyle Schwarber.
She's a keeper, man. She's a keeper. What are you doing? What are you waiting for? Come on, man. Take care of that. Let's go.
Easy.
Yeah, I just... am I mad at Joe Buck or am I mad at Kyle Schwarber?
How can you be mad at Kyle Schwarber? He didn't do it.
It's true. He didn't do it.
He didn't like slip Joe Buck a 20 and say, hey, talk well about me.
You know, Joe Buck reached like Bob Trumpy. Like when I was a kid, I hated when Bob Trumpy called Browns games. Because I genuinely thought he hated the Browns the whole time. Every time I would watch one of those games, oh, here's Bob Trumpy. He hates the Browns. And then I remember having like one of his stupid trading cards, and he had like a goofy face.
Why was it stupid?
Because he had a goofy face in it. He was like making a goofy face.
You know,
you
just don't like announcers from other teams in our division. You can't stand Chris Collinsworth. He's outstanding.
Yeah, Chris Collinsworth is another one. Browns fans, we don't like him, do we?
I love him.
It's like my dad. He hated the Yankees, right? And like, I really, truly, genuinely wish that I had that true hatred for the Yankees. But I think in our lifetime, after they changed the divisions, it just changed everything. I think when I was younger, I was haunted by Nettles and Chambliss. And I would play for the Indians. Oh, now what did we get about Fred Bean? Okay. You know, that would haunt me when I was young. Still does. Still don't like the Yankees. But I don't, like, my dad had a genuine Steelers hatred for the Yankees. Like, could not stand them because they stood in the Indians' way so many times in a row. It's good. It's good. This is good. This is very healthy for me, guys. Thank you. I really appreciate
this. Are you getting over
some things? Yeah, no, this has been therapy for me. I feel a lot better. I don't know that I'll ever get over Kyle Schwarber, but there are just some voices that you hear when they call games against your team and maybe you had misfortune for your team. You never forget and you just can't let it go. Joe Buck, congratulations.
Are you past it now?
I don't know that I'm past it. I can't turn the page up.
Can you celebrate?
I think we're getting closer.
Can you celebrate Kyle Schwarber last night?
I cannot think of Kyle Schwarber in any other way other than him crushing dreams for Indians fans and Joe Buck's over-the-top love for him during that series.
Can you celebrate what he did last night?
Yeah, I'll celebrate it, and then I'll pray that someone for the Guardians hits 4 home runs so I never have to think about it again.
I'm not going to lie. I still kind of have it for the Houston Astros, too.
Yeah, I'm
like every time I see Bregman or Altuve or one of those guys succeed, immediately pops in my head was, oh, those smug jerks sitting there going, oh, we didn't do anything wrong. I don't know why we're getting punished.
You know what I think when, oh my God, when I see sweating. Those guys? I think is this.
That's
banging on the trash can.
Yeah. I'll take to my grave that 2017 Indians team probably would have made a World Series run if they weren't going up against the cheating Astros. I will probably take that to my grave.
Astros.
Would they have lost to the Dodgers, though?
I don't know. That team was stacked.
Yeah, they were really good.
That team was absolutely
If there's ever
loaded.
A team that should be mad about a team that cheated, that was it.
Yeah, that 20, because I'll never forget. I mean, you and I were sitting there watching that game together, and we were both looking at each other going, how in the hell are they hitting half of this stuff?
I couldn't believe it.
Oh, we were blown away.
Well, now we know.
All you need is...
You know what I'm a big fan of now? The intentional balk. What a great thing that's entered the game. Bob Wickman invented it. I'll give it to him. He invented, I intentionally balked someone because, although I don't remember, I don't remember Bob.
Bob didn't necessarily say because he was stealing signs.
No, but then it became a thing.
Yeah.
Now with stealing signs, I don't think anyone was stealing signs at that point.
Tomorrow, Texas, Ohio State, Andy will be there. Tim May will be there. Mm. But in 5 minutes, Tim's going to be right here on the Fan.
Nice.